Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we are talking about something that's very timely. Actually, today the episode came out. The day this episode comes out, this Friday, is the opening ceremonies for...
the Winter Olympics.
The Winter Olympics. Yes, we are super excited in our house. We're big Olympics people. So we're going to bring you all things Winter Olympics this episode. Do you have a sport that you're most looking forward to for the Winter Olympics?
Skiing.
Skiing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. If you're just tuning into us for the first time, or if you're coming back for the 96th time, we've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you, three rounds of five questions each, and each round that goes by, the questions are going to get more and more difficult. So this first round of questions is super easy. Most people in the car at home are going to be able to get these right. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Trivia Tots, Winter Olympics, question one. What country is hosting the 2026 Winter Olympic Games?
Milan.
Well, Milan is a
country?
City. Yeah. What country?
Italy.
Italy is correct. Yes. And he did answer kind of like our fun fact. It is in Milan, or our Cortina. Is the other kind of area where a lot of these are occurring. But yes, Milan is the biggest place where the games are going to be held, and the opening ceremonies occur in Milan as well. Question two. What sport uses a broom and stones on ice that is similar to shuffleboard?
Curling.
Curling is correct. It is, some people call it like chess on ice because you're moving pieces strategically and how fast you're going to hit things and move things. And yeah, it's very fun to watch. Curling is one of the sports I'm most looking forward to. It's really fun. I love watching them when they initially move the stone, and then they yell out what they want the broom people to do. And they're like, and they like scream what they want them to do. And it's super exciting and also kind of terrifying at the same time. It's pretty great. Question three. What type of medal is given to athletes who take third place in an event?
Bronze.
Bronze is correct. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how they came upon the bronze medal. I mean, I guess, do you think it's maybe based on like how precious the medal is?
Sure, but shouldn't first be diamond then?
Yeah, you would think that they would have, but I guess you can't really make
platinum.
Yeah, platinum would be good. Yeah. Yeah, that brings up a good question. Like, there should be like other levels. Maybe bronze is the fifth, and then you have like a diamond medal and a platinum medal.
25th is aluminum.
Recycled tin.
30th would be the last one, and it's just like plastic.
Cardboard. It's a participation medal. Thanks for coming. Question four. What Winter Olympic sport includes jumps, spins, and dancing all to music on ice?
Figure skating.
Figure skating is correct. Did you know that when, like, at one point in the history of figure skating, that it was in the Summer Olympics?
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe because of the dancing aspect. Possibly, but yeah, it was part of the Summer Olympics, and then they eventually moved it to the Winter Olympics. Kind of weird.
To open it, can't they just do a full show of Disney on Ice so everyone can see that?
That's true. That would be interesting to kind of have like an opening act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Olaf is dancing around before they do all of the big stuff. Question 5. During the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, each country elects one male and one female to carry what as they enter the arena for the ceremony?
I don't know if this is the same as the summer. Is it the torch?
The torch is a very logical response, but the answer we're looking for is the country's flag. Each person or each country gets to nominate one male and one female to be their flag bearer that carries their flag when they go into the opening ceremony. That's a really big honor that you get as if your country elects you to be their flag bearer, because chances are you've got a special story or you're really a good representative of that country. It's kind of cool. Did you know that each country gets a flag bearer?
I barely know anything about the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to watch the Olympic ceremonies coming up just to make sure that we get to see that. And it's actually kind of cool too. In addition to some of the changes that have been made in 2020, it was the first Olympics where they asked each country to give one male and one female a flag bearer, because to this point, it was always just one person had to carry the flag. And so they wanted to make sure that there was some gender equality and everybody got a chance to do it. And so now they have one male and one female from each country. It's kind of cool, giving everybody a fair shake. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round of Winter Olympics Trivia. That last one was a little tough, wasn't it? It's all right. It's okay. Yeah. Now, folks, the questions are about to get a little more difficult. We're going to ratchet up the difficulty on these questions. They get a little more specific, a little more obscure. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Question 6. Between periods of the Olympic hockey games, a machine will drive around the ice to lay down a fresh coat of water to freeze for the next period. What is the name of this machine?
Zamboni?
A Zamboni is correct. Yeah, there's a song, I Wanna Drive a Zamboni. You know that song?
No.
No? But yeah, they Zambonis drive around, and what they do is they lay like a patch of warm water to help fill in some of the cracks and stuff from the ice or from the blades of the skates, and it helps to make a nice, even, flat surface for when they come out for the next period. It's pretty cool. Zambonis are gigantic machines. They're pretty cool. Question 7. What Olympic symbol is lit during the opening ceremony?
I did it again. The Olympic torch.
The Olympic torch is correct. There is one big torch. Now, one thing that I think you might be thinking of is many times they do a ceremonial like procession of the torch from one place to the next. So like a lot of times the torch will actually start in the previous city that hosted the Olympics, and then they bring it all the way to the new host city. And then it runs in at the opening ceremony where they light the big torch, and the torch stays lit for all of the Olympics, like the whole time the games are on. So maybe that's what you were thinking of with the whole procession thing. I could see that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Question 8. Very similar to the luge, what Olympic sport features the athletes flying face first on their bellies down an icy track?
I don't know.
This is a tougher one. Yeah, this one's tougher. It's very similar to the luge, and it got its name from like the sled or the, I'm trying to think of what the word is, toboggan-ish type thing that the athletes ride. It's called skeleton. It actually, because the sled itself kind of looks like a skeleton. And so it is crazy. You want to know how fast they go?
How fast?
They track those skeleton riders at times over 80 miles an hour on their faces, like on their bellies, on this like tiny little sled. And they said that they can feel forces of up to 5 times gravity when they go around the corners and stuff. And they said it's like flying a fighter jet. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't think you could pay me enough to do that one. That feels really dangerous, but also really fun to watch. Question 9. What country has hosted the most Winter Olympic Games since their debut in 1924?
Germany.
Germany is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is the United States. Yep, the United States has hosted the Olympics 4 times since they started. The team in second place, or the country in second place, is France. They've hosted 3 times. I know that's a tough question, isn't it? And looking back, that probably should have been a brain buster. But yeah, that's all right. Questions can get tough. It's all right. We can learn things. Question 10. This unique Winter Olympic sport mixes the events of cross-country skiing and target shooting. Name this event. Take a stab at it.
I don't even know what to call it.
Okay, that's okay if you don't know. The answer is the biathlon.
What?
The biathlon. Yes. So what's really cool about this, and this is actually another one of my favorite Olympic sports to watch, is the biathlon. Cross-country skiing is super difficult, right? And by the time they go, they're trying to go fast and they have to go uphill and all this stuff, and they're winded. And then what they're expected to do is, when they're all winded and they're out of breath, then they have to hold a rifle and shoot an air rifle at a target. Can you imagine shooting an air rifle when you're all winded and trying to like keep it steady? And then what happens is if they miss, they get penalized a certain amount of time before they can go back out onto the course. So you have to be good at shooting, and you have to hit your targets, and you have to be able to ski fast. It's really kind of crazy. Doesn't that sound interesting?
Yeah.
Question 11. Oh, wait, no, that's the end of the mind mover round. Emmett's doing all right. These are tough questions.
No, I'm doing terrible.
These are tough questions, though. Now that I'm reading these back and we're actually recording this, these are a little tougher than I was expecting. So if you're struggling at home, that's okay. The lad is struggling right along with you, but it's all in the name of fun and all in the name of learning. So that's okay. Struggling is a good part of life. But now, folks, the questions are about to get the most difficult. You probably won't even know the answer to some of these, but that's okay. We're going to learn together. But I wanted you to prepare yourself, because these are the hardest questions I could come up with for Winter Olympics trivia. How many do I get?
2.
2. For this one, I would like you to put on your helmet with a clear visor on it, like a full face visor, just like the skeleton luger guys wear.
Like all sledding activities people do.
Correct. And then I would also like you to wear really tall boots. Boots that go all the way up to your knees.
Okay.
Just for traction. Right. Here we go. We call this round
the brain busters.
The brain busters. All right, so let's bust some brains. Here we go. Question 11. What country hosted the first modern Winter Olympics in 1924?
Now, I wouldn't call that modern in 1924.
They held Olympic Games prior to this time, but they were not in, they weren't all like events that we would consider to be like today's events. So the way that we know the Olympics right now, we call them the modern Olympics.
I have no idea.
You don't know? That's okay. Take a guess. Guess a country.
Russia.
Russia is a great guess. Incorrect, but a great guess nonetheless. The answer we're looking for is France. France was the first host. I believe the city is Chamonix. It's Chamonix, which I'm not a French speaker, but yes, I think that was the first. That was where they held the first Olympics for winter. Question 12. What is the motto for the Olympic Games?
Forward.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good motto for the state of Wisconsin. That's on our flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, funny enough, the motto of the Olympic Games backward? Is not that different
sideways
from a Daft Punk song. The song I'm thinking of is Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, right? You know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Olympics motto is, I wouldn't expect you to know this part. It's Citius Altius Fortius Communitaire.
That's so Latin.
That is very Latin, yes. The translation is faster, higher, stronger, together. Now, they added the together part in 2021. That's recent.
Then. But now. Together. Forever.
What is that?
I messed it up. Then. Now. Forever. Together. That's what plays at every single WWE live thing.
I see. Like, just like the Olympics. Yeah.
But they show old wrestlers, current day wrestlers.
Yeah.
Greatest wrestlers of all time. And then just the WWE logo with together.
That's cool. But yeah, so up until 2021, they didn't say together. It was just faster, higher, stronger. And now then they added together, which I like the together. I think that's nice. The whole concept of the Olympics is to bring the countries together. And so that makes sense. Question 13. There is a downhill skiing event where the skier has to navigate through a series of planned bumps down the slope. What are those bumps called?
Bumps.
Should be
called bump skiing.
It's a good bump skiing. It would be a great event. I think it's pretty plain, but they have a special name. The name for the bumps in skiing, they are called moguls.
What? Moguls. That doesn't make sense. Like business moguls?
I don't know. They're just bumps. I don't know. I have no idea, man. Take it up with the Olympics. They call them moguls. So if you watch the skiing events and you see their, and it's funny because they wear, moguls skiers will wear pants that have big like white stripes across their knees. And the idea is they want to keep their knees together and they bounce up and down and they actually like score points based on how well they handle the moguls. Pretty interesting. Again, weird stuff during the Olympics. Question 14. In 1993, a Disney movie was made based on the true story of the 1988 Jamaican bobsled team's road to the Olympics. What is the name of this movie?
Can I go downstairs to check Disney Plus?
You cannot go downstairs to check Disney Plus. Take a stab at it.
Jabob sledding.
Jabob sledding. It's creative, but incorrect. The answer is Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings is the name of the movie. If you've not seen Cool Runnings, have you?
No.
Oh, man. That's one we got to watch this weekend. Coming up, we definitely need to sit and watch Cool Runnings. If you haven't seen
it. And Miracle.
It's Miracle as well. Those are great movies that are related to the Winter Olympics. You should definitely sit down and watch them with your family. Miracle's a hockey movie. And Cool Runnings is a great movie about, it's pretty heavily fictionalized, but it is based on a true story coming out of Jamaica. If you think about it, Jamaica is a very warm climate, right?
Yeah.
And bobsledding happens on the same track as like luge, where it's like ice. Like, where are they going to practice that? And it's a really interesting story. And finally, question 15. What world-famous snowboard Olympian is known as the Flying Tomato? I'll give you a hint. He's from the U.S., and he's probably the most famous snowboarder you would know.
The funny thing is, I don't know any snowboarders.
It's all right. Take a stab.
Beanbag chair.
A beanbag chair. In the Olympics as a snowboarder? Why not? You know? Why not?
I don't know.
That is not correct. A beanbag chair on a snowboard is not correct. The guy's name is Shaun White.
Who?
Shaun White. You've never heard the name Shaun White before?
Never in my life.
All right. Well, I guarantee you, if you were to watch the Olympics this year, any of the Olympics, when it comes to skiing or snowboarding, chances are you're going to see Shaun White. He's probably one of the most famous Olympians to ever live from the United States. And he's known
Michael
as the Flying
Phelps.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah. Similar to that level. You're just a little young. That's all. Had you lived through maybe one or two more Olympics in the winter, you probably would have seen Shaun White.
Or actually enjoyed watching. I'm just kidding. I love watching the Olympics.
And but they call him the Flying Tomato because he's a redhead. And he had really big, long red hair. That was it. His family called him the Flying Tomato. He tried later to change his nickname to something else, but it didn't really work. He's the Flying Tomato. All right, folks. And that's going to do it for Winter Olympics trivia. Those were tough questions. I have to admit, I gave a tough round this episode, but that's okay. Like I said, it's all in the name of learning and picking up something. So now you can quiz your friends at home and let them know some of the cool trivia you've picked up. If you've enjoyed this episode or any of our episodes, please leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. We've had some pretty cool reviews come in lately and people giving us their requests for episodes. And so those help us to choose what we want to do next. So be sure to leave us a 5-star review and comment whatever you'd like to hear for our episodes coming up. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia. On Instagram and on Facebook. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you that way. All right. So do you have a sport that you're looking forward to watching the most?
Bobsledding.
The bobsledding. It is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Bobsledding is pretty awesome. So I'm excited for a lot of them. Hockey is going to be great to watch with Team USA and Team Canada. And there's always a big rivalry there now. So it's a lot of great stuff coming up. So make sure you tune in for the Olympics. They only happen every 4 years. So we definitely want to see them. So with that, folks, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time. See you later.
Alligators.